Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the program. I am struggling with... I can't get the cork out of the bottle for the wine of the week. I wanted to get some air in there, but I digress. We're talking with Tessa Karros. She's in Tuscany in Italy, and her new book is Now and Then. It's that might leave you thinking, what is this book about? How is it organized? Tessa, what made you do this book in the manner that you did? And when I look at the introduction page with the chapters and the page numbers, that gives me a hint. But it's really organized different than most any other cookbook I've ever had.
Yeah, I think it's fun. I think it's absolutely fun. And a little bit of whimsy in my writing, that's some artistic license that one can take. And I just thought, how would I like to see this book organized? So... it is arranged basically in the way that I eat today. I can imagine myself, even say 10 years from now, sitting at my table with all the beautiful cloths and things I've collected and thinking, this is the way that I want to eat now. It's what I want to give to my family and the people around me. And it's a collection of things from past and present. So from now and from then. Nowadays, I'm eating quite healthy, a lot of vegetable dishes, but I'm not a vegetarian. So a big, strong chapter is vegetables, but I'm not a vegetarian. And, you know, I do crave some meat now and then, fish, chicken. It's all in there. So the first chapter is from my days in South Africa, and it's called Things That Stay. And it's things that I, you know, always want to make from my childhood, the ones that stay. Then there's a chapter on New Orleans, when I had the most incredible time working with absolutely not planning to, but just passing through and finding that it was the jazz festival and getting a job there. I don't even know how it all happened. But if you read the chapter open and the introduction on New Orleans, you can see that I don't even understand how it happened. It was just wonderfully crazy, the whole situation. One of the most incredible memories that I will ever have. And so that was my time of working in New Orleans and the little bits and pieces I collected from there. There's another chapter on Mexico where I went there to study Spanish and ended up living with a Mexican family. And for me, the absolute jewel of the whole situation was Rosa in the kitchen, who every day would make her wonderful hibiscus water for the family. And I went along with her to the market, and I was absolutely astounded by the beauty of the ingredients and the way that they eat everyday cooking in Mexico. So that is another chapter of mine. Then there's Thailand, where I spend a lot of time now. My father lives there, and I love to go and visit him in Thailand. How different the food is, just incredible. I find it so inspiring. And there's a chapter in Italy, which I've called What I Would Miss If I Left Italy, which got me to really thinking, like, which are the recipes that I would really carry with me? So really, this is a book about the way that I eat now. Our table at the moment is full of different cuisines and different things which I've collected. And I always say that the first copy of my book is for myself. So it is a representation of the way that I eat today and the way that I think I would eat in the years to come, because there really is a little bit of everything in it. Every culture, a bit of Greek, a bit of this, a bit of that. Things that I will take along with me in my basket, let's say, for the years to come.
Yeah.
And things that I want to have for my children.
Well, I think that's...
So that when they pick the book off the shelf, they say, ah, this was Mama's pistachio biscuits, or this is the chapati that she's making with the chickpeas. A reference.
You know,
a sturdy reference.
And the best part about it is, no matter how long you live, no matter how long they live and you cook from your book, you'll always be connected. I think that's really cool.
Always, always. And I think that a book like this, for me, it's like a photo album, which we don't do so much anymore these days, do we? It's like just a photo album, which is a stop in time, a pause, a collection of things up until now, and it's a wonderful reference point.
Yeah. You know,
That's what, for me, what it is. It's just, you know, something that I will put. I've been cooking from it. It's my own book. I take it off the shelf, and tonight we're making something from it. And, you know, they're not complicated, the recipes. I think they're quite accessible and relatable.
Yeah.
Because it's so different. It's not just a book on one thing, or it's a mix, which is what my life is about. It's a mix. It's like a collage of a patchwork quilt.
Well, you know, you mentioned you lived with Rosa in Mexico.
Yes.
Good fortune and luck would have it, my uncle married a brilliant Mexican female named Rosa.
Wow, that's incredible. I love that.
And she taught me so much. It always amazed my wife and I that she could, visiting in our house and not being that familiar with what we have in the cabinets or in the... She'd open the door and go, oh, I'll make some salsa and we'll pan fry some fish, you know, and...
I wonder if it's the same Rosa.
Oh, wouldn't that be something? She left Mexico pretty young. I think she was in her late teens when she left, but... Then from that, I like hot stuff. You name the chili from whatever country. I'd like to think I've had many, many of them, but... It's not just the heat. In fact,
it's not.
Far from it. And I think I saw you mention ancho in a couple of recipes, and I'm thumbing through here, and it makes me hungry.
It's impossible to know all of them, because let me tell you, I think that from what I've understood, a lot of people are they turned away from a Mexican book or something because they open, they see all these chilies. And I say to people, don't be intimidated by it. If you don't have that kind of chili, it's impossible to have so many kinds. You know, in Italy, I cannot find those kind of chilies over here. So I did what I could. I got what I could. And I say to people, make it anyway and just judge the heat level from what you like.
Yeah.
Of course, there are some things like the chipotle that you cannot get away from because that smoky taste that it brings you, they bring in layers and layers, and some of the chilies are not even hot that you eat in Mexico. But there were literally hundreds at the market, hundreds.
Yeah.
All different colors. Incredible.
One day.
And I was also amazed about how different the food was in the homes of Mexico to anything that I had ever seen before.
Yeah. and by region in Mexico.
Absolutely. Goodness, yeah. That would have to be another whole story, wouldn't it?
Yeah. You mentioned Chipotle. One of the most favorite food memories I have is on one day, my wife and I were staying with Rose after my uncle had passed, and she goes, well, what will we have for dinner? And I'm up, and she goes, oh, let's make tamales. And if you saw tamales, the process of putting them together, it's usually a family thing, and it's usually a minimum of 2 days of labor. So we went out and provisioned up. We roasted the meat that evening, the day before, pretty much overnight. And then the next day we made tamales. And I was not young, and I can't believe it took this long, but that was the first time that I had when I had the peppers that we put on the tamales. Well, it's still such a big part of my life. Did you guys, who took the pictures?
And isn't it amazing how that little memory of a pepper can take you back? You see, that's what I love about food and the different smells and the way that it's even just presented sometimes just takes you right back.
Yep.
So I think that is like a huge part of what I do is I travel, and I've written that in the introduction, I travel, I collect memories, I bring them home, and I make them again so that we can live it all over again together with my family and my friends.
Yep. I'm getting hungry again. It's a shame.
Yeah.
Did you take the pictures or did you have a photographer?
No, I've got a team of people that I work with, and my photographer is Greek. And a really important part of the photos is also the stylist. My stylist is a great friend of mine who, forever, I've known him forever. Our parents literally were friends in London, and they went to live in Greece, and then we went to live in South Africa, but we've stayed connected all the time. Incredibly talented. So he helps me to put the meaning in the pictures and everything, and he's brilliant.
Well,
so both Greek, my photographer and stylist, and I also work with an artist of mine who's a really good friend, and she puts the books together for me. Brilliant team, and I think that helps in the visuals, which help to tell more of the story and help to give life to the words and the food.
Yep, I can't agree more. I wish you best of luck with the book. I think luck will not be required. The book will sell itself. You've got a great
Thank
PR
you so
team.
Much.
Here in the U.S., I can tell you that.
They've absolutely. Been... Absolutely. And let me tell you, I'm so excited to be able to be on a radio show in America. I mean, it is just something that it's just an incredible feeling. So thank you so much.
My pleasure. And, you know, the publicist is allowing me to give away a copy of Now and Then. And so I will wish you a happy weekend, a comforting rainy night in Italy. And
thank you.
I'll bid you farewell, and we'll open up the lines for folks to call in and get a copy of the book. Have a great weekend.
Thank you so much, and for you, and all the very best to you. Thank you so much.
Thanks. So you want
thank
a copy?
You.
Now and Then, Tessa Quiros. You heard her background. It is so diverse and so culturally different than most folks. And if anything, when you get this book, it will make your wanderlust even more forefront, but then you can do some of these recipes. And I'm pretty fond of the Greek section, and I took some of our lamb recipe from that. And the mint sauce, she has a great recipe for making your own mint sauce. We use some that we imported from England. And so you want a copy? The book is called Now and Then. Tessa Quiros is the author. You can learn more at goodlifeguide.com, and there's a link to get a book from Amazon if you're not the caller number 5 right now. You know the drill, 316-869-1330, caller number 5. Max will take down your info, and a couple weeks from now, you'll have a copy in your kitchen. Call now, 316-869-1330. Up next, Don Carey, and it's all about all things barbecue.
The This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.